Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Second hour of the live Sunday edition of the show. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Equus Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
And, of course, you can bring up anything that you want. We're going to go back to the phones and your calls and thoughts coming up here. But we still have to continue the discussion, Melanie, that that you sparked this evening, bringing in a story about somebody who iced a couple of cops, apparently, or attempted to. They may still be alive, but shot a couple of cops in Los Angeles County somewhere, and protesters showed up at the hospital. It's not clear whether they showed up before the police arrived or after, but they were blocking the emergency entrance and chanting about the cop should die. It sounded like it was two cops that were shot. We don't yet know anything about potential motive here behind the shooting. It appears it may have just been somebody who saw some...
It might have been because they were cops.
Somebody who saw some cops decided they were going to shoot some cops. So I do want to get further into that because I know how you feel about it, Melanie, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I suspect you're glorifying this and you love it when this sort of thing happens.
Well, don't block the ER entrance, okay?
Right, but you're in favor of shooting cops.
That's the problem here is that you shouldn't block the ER entrance.
But you're in favor of shooting cops.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to it, and those are different. It's probably a bad plan.
Okay. Yeah. What about you, Lee?
Well, so I'm very ambivalent. So I don't think that there is any consistent philosophical or moral argument against killing police. However, I think it's a terrible idea.
Mm-hmm.
I have goals that I would like to accomplish, one of which is getting a form of defense that is effective and largely peaceful and is actually responsible to the community that they are defending.
You mean replacing the police with something better?
Yes. Mm-hmm. You have to be able to fire these people. Mm-hmm. And right now, there is no way of using their competition instead of them. You can't say, I don't want to be protected by you because of X, Y, and Z reasons.
Right. I don't like how you shoot dogs, for instance.
I don't like how you shoot dogs. I don't like how you shoot people while they're asleep in bed. Mm-hmm. I don't like how you can just get away with murder and steal people's property on the side of the road and nothing ever happens to you. That's examples of reasons of like, okay, here's why I'm not going to be paying your salary.
Hmm.
Here's why I'm not going to offer... 'cause if we had something effective, I would be perfectly willing to sign a contract stating I'm not going to do X, Y, and Z. You know, I'm not going to murder or mm-hmm. assault or rape or all of that. And what I'm willing to offer in exchange for that is that I will willingly be put into a cell so that we can actually go to court to determine whether I've done this. I'd be perfectly willing to sign a contract to that if I trusted the people I was signing that contract with.
Sure. And as we discussed with the caller previously, the social contract is nothing more than BS, and it is just pure political fantasy. Asked him to show the contract or, you know, tell us what it was, and he had no idea.
And part of the idea of a contract is that it's voluntary.
Yeah.
Your contract means you agreed to it.
Right.
If they want to have this theory in sociology, they need to call it something else.
Right. Because there is...
Well, it doesn't sound as good if you say obedience theory.
Well, and there is a usefulness to customs. You know, people have customs. They have a usual way of going about their lives.
Sure. When you go to the grocery store, you stop at the checkouts on the way out to actually pay for the food rather than just walking out. That's a custom.
Right.
Right. It doesn't say on the door you have to stop and pay for these things. Right. Right.
And it doesn't say that you have to pay for them before you go grab them off the shelf. When you go into a restaurant, you are not expected to pay for your meal until after you've eaten it. Those are customs.
Yep.
Right, and customs are incredibly important. They're the only way that we can have a civil society that acts largely peacefully.
And they apply to everyone. It's not like, okay, well, engineers pay after they eat because I know they make money and janitors pay in the middle of their meal, and cashiers pay up front. For it to be a custom, it has to be universally applicable. What cops want and what the more hardcore status want is not customs. They want special treatment, and those are two different things.
All right, let's continue this in a moment, but Captain America is on the line with us here on our Discord server, calling from California. Captain America, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. So I think that what I was going to bring up actually plays into this conversation pretty perfectly. I've been kind of debating in my head what a better society, you know, a voluntarist one where, you know, all interactions are consensual and all of that, or one of like a libertarian federalist society argued in the Federalist Papers. And my gut reaction has been saying that, you know, the smaller or the more non-existent the state, the better.
Mm-hmm.
But the strongest argument in favor of federalism was argued by in the Federalist Papers, I believe, where they said that people that are ambitious for power, they're not really going to settle with that ambition being a certain amount. So essentially, they're just going to keep oppressing people.
They want more and more.
Yes.
Like any addiction.
So a government with checks and balances, you know, where there's these different branches checking themselves, it allows people that lust for power to be able to channel that in a way to where they can't get anything done.
But we've seen how that works out. So if you make a prediction 200 years ago and you were wrong, we can debate how hard I should go on you for that. But it's been 200 years later, and we know what already happened. That's kind of more important than what they thought was going to happen at the outset.
Yeah, the idea of these checks and balances, I mean, it was a very interesting idea, but we've actually played it out. And, I mean, just think logically, like, okay, let's say that there's you and me and, you know, whether we're individuals or branches of the government or what have you, we're both power addicts and we both want absolute control over the entire universe. And the idea is that my wanting power means that I will keep you from getting power, but what if we make an agreement whereby we both get more power? So, I mean, the judicial, legislative, and executive branches were supposed to be set at odds with each other, but they aren't really at odds.
Yeah, I mean, every now and then the court system will give a positive ruling, but it's 10 steps, you know, towards tyranny for every one step that they might take back in, you know, a constitutional direction. So whenever the police want more so-called authority, want more leeway to search, and want more ability to beat and arrest and whatever violence and damage that they want to do, the courts will almost always go ahead and cede it to them. And, of course, the legislative branch is more than happy to pass them all kinds of tools like the Bearcat tanks that they've been getting recently through military and federal budgets being passed over to them and such. I mean, it's just the checks and balances are what have supposedly given us the system we have, right? This is a checked and balanced system, supposedly. That's what they taught me in school. And yet we have a military that's in 1,000 bases across the world, bombing and killing innocent people constantly. We have the police force, of course, cracking down and destroying innocent life. We've got Border Patrol agents turning this into a prison colony, basically. I mean, this is by no means a small government. Right? Like, it just keeps getting bigger. And what is it now? $6 trillion in deficit in just this one year?
And I mean, the whole idea just underestimates the ability of people to work together. I mean, even terrible, evil, maniacal power addicts can figure out a way to work together, at least for a long time.
So I agree with pretty much everything that's been said so far. I guess what I'm trying to ask then is what would be the thing that would constrict the people that desire for more and more power? Because as much as I love the non-aggression principle, I don't think that that in of itself is enough to stop
So it's basically the same idea, but instead of having three groups of people, you have everybody. So it's a check and balance of everybody by decentralizing all of the power to the individual. That's how we can keep the corruption at the lowest possible level.
Let's talk more about that, though. And Captain America, if you want to stay for that conversation, you can stand by. We'll continue because you brought up an interesting discussion. 855, 450, free. We're talking about humans and their predilection towards power and how to stop that or lessen it.
News from news.bitcoin.com. The U.S. Federal Reserve announces increased inflation, devaluing your U.S. dollar holdings. Pornhub increases crypto payment options, perverts worldwide rejoice. Leading stock exchanges in the EU list Bitcoin. Revolut adds Bitcoin Cash and Litecoin support. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the value soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Join us here if you want. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Like Freedom, that's 855-450-3733. By the way, thanks to everybody who's already donated to the fundraiser. I was just checking a moment ago, the Aria DiMezzo car repair fundraiser to repair the damage done to her car in the overnight hours this morning. That includes a slashed tire, slashed top. She's got a convertible, and the entire entire passenger side panels being tagged with a penis with the word fag written in it. So not a fun thing to wake up to in the morning after a hard night at work. And she is back at work already. She's working full time during this week, and it's going to be tough because the media is all over this particular story, and so this may be a second round of coverage. I don't know if the people who tagged her car were intending to bring her more publicity, but there is a chance that that is what's going to come out of this. So thank you to everybody who's already donated, up to the point where the fundraiser is above $400 in just, I don't know, 2 hours, I think, maybe an hour and a half since I posted it right before the show here. With you tonight, by the way, you've got Ian.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
Don't forget, you can meet Aria DiMezzo over at ForkFest 2021. It's coming up in the summertime of 2021. You can mark your calendar now. June 28th through July 4th are the dates. Now, nothing is official with ForkFest, so if you want to stay longer, stay longer. If you want to come early, you know, come early. Do whatever you want to do. Usually, ForkFest now is following the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and that's what's going to happen in 2021. But some people are talking about doing an event prior to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, so we may end up seeing three different events going on in the summer of 2021. But if you want to come to ForkFest, it'll be year number 5. It's the Decentralized Libertarian Camping Festival, and there's all kinds of cool people to meet there, and lots of interesting conversations to be had late into the night in many cases. I know you and I and a few folks were up hanging out pretty late one night.
Oh, yeah.
One of the latter nights, I think we were up to like 4 at the very least. At least that's when I went to bed. But it's a good time. You can go to forkfest.party to learn more about the event. That's forkfest.party, whether you want to camp out or you want to do an RV site or you want to get a motel room. They got it all there at Rogers Campground again, June 28th through July 4th. We're going to bring Captain America back on the line here. We're talking about the human's lust for power and how, you know, in the government system, all these supposed checks and balances haven't done jack squat to put a stop to it. So what's the best solution? Well, Lee, you were just talking about how if power is decentralized, meaning that, you know, it's just 300 million individuals and no one individual has power over the others.
Exactly. Well, I mean, the whole constitutionalist perspective often doesn't take into account like that this experiment actually failed.
Yes.
And the best parts of where this experiment was working for a time, that's essentially what you had. You had the militia, which was everybody. Everybody was in the militia. And at the time, the technological difference between how an individual could arm and how a nation could arm was within the same ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you really just have to take seriously what Lord Acton said about power corrupting. So, okay, take this idea very seriously, that you can take a good person and they will be corrupted by having more power. But, I mean, power is a thing. There are people who want to give their power away for whatever reason at whatever time. So this is a thing that exists that causes people to become corrupt at a higher rate than not having it. So the only way to deal with this incredibly dangerous metaphorical substance is you have to spread it as thinly as possible. And the only way to do that is to put as much power in the individual as you possibly can. Because, I mean, having 300 or 500 or what have you people who figure out a way to agree with each other on how they're going to get more power over the other 360 million is a lot easier than having a large group of people. Having like a million people agree on something is going to be a lot more difficult.
So, Captain America, your thoughts?
Yeah, so I hear what you're saying there, but another virtue of republics, and like I said, I've agreed with a lot of what you guys have said so far, but another virtue of republics is the ability to protect minority rights from the tyrannical force of the majority.
And how's that going for them?
The society that you described, I don't see how it's distinguishable from a pure democracy. I guess I would ask how would it differ?
Well, so the way democracy works, essentially, is that you have a group, and that group makes their decision, and then the entire group does that thing. And you always end up with a chunk anywhere between, you know, insignificant near zero to 49.9% that disagrees with what the group is doing. So what I'm saying is not democracy at all. What I'm saying is individuals. So if I don't agree, then I'm not part of that action. And I think
not that you would be obligated to anything if someone else told you what to do.
Right. So the idea of the republic, in as far as you would be protecting the essential rights of other people, is most effectively done with maximal decentralization of power. So I, for one, will absolutely defend the rights of, for example, a racial minority. Like, if I find out that there's this group that's going to take away the rights of another group, I will be the first person to sign up and get people to sign up to this group that are like, hey, here's what they're doing. We need to take our power and oppose their power that they're going to use against this third party.
Yeah, I mean, clearly the system today has not done jack squat for protecting the rights of the minority. I mean, as much as people talk about it, we can see there's a lot of people in the streets right now in a lot of places across the United States who are upset specifically at how certain people are being treated at the hands of the government police. That's certainly one example. Another example would be that, you know, historically, certainly down in the South and in other places, racists have gotten into seats of power, and they've absolutely used the guns of government to oppress certain people that they don't like, and that's the system. You know, people get in charge, they can use the system against whoever it is that they don't like, and the only time it ever becomes an issue is if any of those people they're oppressing happen to have enough wherewithal or ability to hire an attorney and take the case all the way up through the Supreme Court at God knows how much of a ridiculous cost. And your typical,
if the Supreme Court feels like seeing the case,
your typical vulnerable,
and that's going to be years later,
right? And your typical vulnerable, abused populace is not going to be the group that has the wherewithal to do that, generally. So you don't tend to see people's rights being respected, even under a supposed system that is supposed to be designed to protect them. And further, what about the real minority, the individual? The system isn't going to help the individual. It targets the individual. The individual is that who is essentially hefting the weight of the system on their back because they're being taxed at so many different levels to support this. It's a good conversation, Captain. I hope you'll call back again and we'll continue. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. So what we're talking about is getting the power out of these structures and just having freedom and, you know, let the chips fall where they may. If there's somebody who's being violent, then people with guns will oppose that person. They will defend their property. They will defend the freedom and the rights of their neighbors.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize the bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work, so that was at a dead end.
DINOVITE.com.
I've been hearing Dinovite on the radio for years. It never actually crossed my mind to try it until it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And, all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dinovite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on.
Dinovite is nutrition.
I wish that we would have started the Dinovite right away. It would have been so much easier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves Dinovite for 90 days.
DINOVITE.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In the western states, wildfires have taken the lives of at least 33 people. Oregon Governor Kate Brown.
We saw the perfect firestorm. We saw incredible winds. And of course, we have a landscape that has seen 30 years of drought. This is truly the bellwether for climate change on the West Coast. And this is a wake-up call for all of us that we have got to do everything in our power to tackle climate change.
Oregon Senator Jeff Merkley on ABC.
It is apocalyptic. I drove 600 miles up and down the state. I never escaped the smoke. We have thousands of people who have lost their homes. I could never have envisioned this. The east winds came over the top of the mountain, proceeded to turn the fires into blow torches that went down and just incinerated a series of small towns.
This is USA Radio News. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti tells CNN there was a way to prevent the nearly 200,000 Americans from dying of the coronavirus.
We had known and had leadership that didn't say calm, but actually allowed us to do the work and provided us the resources to do so, we would have taken action much earlier.
In Southern California, there's an update on the ambush that left two L.A. County Sheriff deputies in critical condition. Captain Kent Wagner says it happened in Compton, and the shooting suspect was caught on video.
He walked along the passenger side of the car. He acted as if he was going to walk past the car, and then he made a left turn directly toward the car, raised a pistol, and fired several rounds inside of the vehicle, striking both of the sheriff's deputies.
The incident is still under investigation, and so far, no arrests have been made. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're over at discord.lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
So, we've got more to say on the topic of police and violence and abuse and corruption. In fact, Beakless Mountaineer, I know you've got a story about something that isn't a new idea, but it's something that is getting some new press out of Vice.com, and it's about the police courtesy cards that they issue to one another. It's basically a get-out-of-jail-free card.
That's what they call it.
Yeah, so we're going to talk more about that. Your calls and thoughts are welcome as well. You can bring up anything you want here at 855-450-FREE, like Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. And, of course, there's, you know, more crazy mask mania news, government COVID crackdown stuff. All of that continues, and it continues to get worse, even here in the so-called live free or die state. So, of course, as always, you can bring up whatever you want. Plus, the Minneapolis police says they're going to overhaul their use of force policy. And we'll see what exactly that means when a government agency says they're, quote, overhauling their use of force policy. So are they going to really make some significant changes here to the system?
Turns out we've been asking too many questions. We should just shoot first.
Probably, yeah. We'll tell you more about that on the way here tonight. So 855-450-FREE, like freedom. But was there any more comments you guys wanted to make about the issue of the lust for power and how we can, you know, reduce that into the future?
Yeah. And so his original question was that
NAP is the non-aggression principle.
Yeah, the non-aggression principle is not going to stop people from aggressing, and, well, because moral philosophies aren't self-enforcing.
Mm-hmm.
The non-aggression principle is not a military strategy. It is not a type of arbitration. It is not a method of security force. If you're going to have a fight, you need a method to do that, and that would be a military strategy, a security force, a type of arbitration. And if you try to make a moral philosophy do the job of a military strategy, it's going to fail. But at the same time, if you're trying to make a military strategy do the job of a moral philosophy,
mm-hmm.
that's going to also... I mean, that's like vice crimes.
Right. If the people are moral, and I think generally people are good, I think that's why people aren't out murdering and, you know, raping all over the place. I think that's because people do understand that we have to cooperate. We have to respect each other's rights in order to get along, in order to have a peaceful and productive society. There are some exceptions to that. There are people who are sociopaths and who are psychopaths and who are willing to do damage to other people in order to get their way. Having a system institutionalizing power gives those psychos and those sociopaths
somewhere
an attractant.
To safely be. So yeah. It's kind of the question that some people have about corporations. Well, what do you do about them in the absence of a state? Well, you don't give them a military for free, which is what we've done. Mm-hmm. We've given the violent sociopaths a safe place to hang out and be sociopaths with public acceptance.
And funding.
You can't stop them from existing, kind of. But what you can do is not give them more power. If they're just one person, they're going to stop twice. It's like, well, if I really just like throwing grenades through windows, I might catch a bullet if I keep doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas right now, they can just go get themselves a badge and throw grenades
throw
through all the
grenades
windows
they want. Yeah, exactly. And
well, you said you believe that people are basically good.
I think so.
I have trouble with that as an idea. Honestly, I think that...
All the evidence says that they are.
Well, I think that they can become good.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the line between good and evil runs straight through the center of every one of us, and which one we act like is the one that we feed. And it's both within ourselves how we feed those thoughts and actions, and also the reinforcement that we get from those around us.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, many people are angry enough to want someone dead at some point, but they've had this continual reinforcement of here are the wonderful things that happen when we don't just kill people because we feel like it. So it helps to reinforce that good side of them, that side that is non-aggressive.
Well, naturally, the good side of things is reinforced because if people act good towards one another and respectful towards the rights of their fellow man, then they're rewarded by the fact that, well, their house isn't being burned down, their wife isn't being raped, they're not being murdered, and they have then the ability to go out and go to work and actually do something productive to take care of their families because they're not constantly defending themselves against marauding, pillaging neighbors who might be trying to kill them or
right.
whatever. So, I mean, the fact is people have learned that the cooperation is the way to go.
Well, and here's the specifics of it, though. So the incentive in the short term is to be evil. I mean, you will feel a momentary relief if you just shoot the guy that is pissing you off. I mean, you will get just a moment of really feeling, yeah, but then the rest of your life you're going to have a lot of problems. Now, having this as a backed up, reinforced procedure of none of us shooting each other, I mean, sure, in the short term, we have to not act on our anger. But in the medium to long term, that means we can actually establish trade and feed each other.
Mm-hmm.
In the long term, it means that we can have this incredible society where we have developed the technology to essentially end hunger and communicate with everyone on Earth.
Well, you're right. I mean, as far as the sort of the state of nature, if you go all the way back to whenever, you know, humans became human and started being different from whatever we came from. But yeah, it might have been imminently in the short term productive to club somebody over the head and take their coconuts or, you know, their house or whatever, their hut or whatever it is that they had created for
and
themselves.
And it's still a short-term incentive. You will get
a
short-term incentive for it.
No doubt about it. And that was a short-term benefit for the person who had figured out how to use the club until somebody else figured out how to use something against the guy that had the club, and then his short-term benefit was over because he got killed, right? Certainly might, at that time, could have made right in the viewpoint
well,
of the person who was
mighty. And that's exactly it. So if I club you over the head, well, your friends are going to come after me, but that's a medium-term, downside for a short-term benefit. Now, if I don't club you over the head, then I won't have your friends coming after me. That's a medium-term benefit for a short-term sacrifice. But the long-term sacrifice is where we really get into the compounding effect of establishing an entire culture where no one clubs each other over the head. Because then we have to find other ways of solving our problems.
And we're mostly there with the exception of this exception known as the state, where people just pretend like what they're doing is somehow not clubbing someone over the head. Oh, well, like the caller who said in the first hour, I think it was John or something like that, he said, well, they have legitimacy. And then he cites the courts as an example of how they're legitimate. Oh, so as long as you build this system, then it's totally fine for these men to go around and club people and kidnap them and do horrifying things. And then all they have to say, well, you voted for it. And people will just say, oh, shucks. Well, I guess we'll just do whatever we're told.
And a lot of times there are things that will escape that blind spot. Like, I'm sure he wouldn't consider Nazi Germany to have been equally legitimate, but they had courts. They certainly kept their courts going during
this. And for the people there, they were under that spell, a lot of them. Let's go to John. He's in Vermont listening to WVMT there. John, go ahead.
I just want to make a comment.
Yes,
it sounded like you guys were okay with the two cops that were shot in L.A.
With the shooting or with the cops? Because that sentence is ambiguous.
The actual, like, the two police officers that were shot in the face and got sent to, and were in the hospital, like, they shouldn't have been shot, right? One human shouldn't shoot another human like that, correct?
There are plenty of times when it's either acceptable or necessary to shoot another human.
So there's three different people on the show here, John. If you want to hang on, I suspect all of our viewpoints are different on this particular subject. We did touch on it briefly earlier, but we will get into it here and make sure we're clear about, because I don't think that violence is the solution at all. I think there are certain instances where violence is necessary in self-defense, but I'm not going to be one of those people who says that walking up to a cop on the street and just blowing them away is in any way self-defense, but Melanie may disagree.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30 count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Minneapolis police say they're going to overhaul their use of force policy. Since we're talking cops tonight, we can get a little bit further into it. With you tonight, though, it is Ian.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
And also, we're going to continue. By the way, you can visit our website. Lots of cool features there. We do have an email list. Yeah, it's a little old school, but still a good way to reach people. So if you want to sign up for our email list, we will usually email you on a once a week or so basis to keep you in the loop with what's going on with Free Talk Live. You can sign up over at freetalklive.com. You'll find the email sign up box on, I think, pretty much every page of the site. All you have to do is scroll all the way down to the bottom footer portion of the website. So we have John calling in from Vermont. He's listening in our Burlington affiliate at WVMT. And he brought up this question about the shooting in Los Angeles County that I guess happened today or fairly recently. Melanie, you were reporting on this story. Two officers apparently shot just by somebody who walked up and shot them. There wasn't allegedly any sort of scene that was going on prior to this. And we don't know if the officers are dead. They have been shot allegedly in the face or in the head. And so the question that John had for us, and he's back on the line with us, is do we support that? And I want to make it clear, I do not. I don't, as a peace advocate, I don't believe that violence is the way to peace. I think you have to be peaceful in order to achieve that. But I don't necessarily, that doesn't mean that Melanie or Peakless Mountaineer agree. And so, Melanie, you know, what are your thoughts here?
Yeah, so you shouldn't shoot cops for the same reason you shouldn't shoot heroin. Bad things will happen to you. Neither is a non-aggression violation.
Now, when you say that, you mean that the police as a job are constantly aggressing against people, so therefore they should be considered a threat. And so in your mind, while it may be a bad idea to shoot the police, you say it is justifiable under the so-called non-aggression principle.
Yes, because even just by self-identifying as a cop, you are making the statement that you're, and it's a credible statement because historically this is what happens. At best case scenario, you are willing to, or you are going to commit aggression against people who violate statutes, case laws, and ordinances, and most of which are not aggression. So
you're saying this shooting was justified, even though you don't agree with the tactic personally?
It is strategically unsound, but justified.
And Lee, do you want to weigh in on this? I'm sorry, Peakless Mountaineer.
No worries.
Go ahead.
So I think an effective analogy here is, I forget which movie it was, but there was this character that had diplomatic immunity.
Lethal Weapon 2.
Right. So
I think it was 2.
So I think that's kind of an effective metaphor for the circumstance that we have here. If you have someone who has an effective diplomatic immunity, so they have a way of, they will not be prosecuted, they will not answer for what they do, and they are proving that they're willing to use that immunity to murder and destroy, well, then it's pretty hard to be mad at someone who shoots them.
Mm.
So as far as philosophy or morality is concerned, I think that Melanie's quite on to something with that. Now, as far as getting what you, and this for me is not just a matter of like for what would happen to the person that shot them, but for what you would want to accomplish when you did that. So I imagine that what they would like to express here is that, hey, we can't allow them to just run around murdering people without answering for it. But I don't think that shooting them is going to move us in that direction. I mean, I think that the only way that we're actually going to get out of this is, well, one of two ways, actually. So there's the philosophical societal acceptance method, which is where people just require the same standards of behavior for people that are responsible for their safety.
But then what?
That they require from everybody else.
They're not going to just hand over the power and go home.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where if it got seen as a problem that these people are aggressing, I think that, I don't know what we would do exactly, but I think that if it became normalized to see them under the same standards that we hold each other to all of the time, that we would find a solution for it in pretty short order.
Well, if you want to talk about a normalization of a different behavior or mode of behavior for people when it comes to responding to the police, mm-hmm. I would like to see non-cooperation. Mm-hmm. If there were a significant, it doesn't even have to be everybody. You could grind the system to a halt with 10, 15, 20% would probably be too many. I mean, if 10% of the people who got a speeding ticket said, all right, let's have the trial. I'm not going to pay this. We're going to try to demand my right to trial. I'm going to clog up the court system. They would have to drop those tickets left and right because mm-hmm. they wouldn't have enough time to prosecute, nor would they want.
I've seen that play out, and that's not what happens.
Where have you seen that play out?
South. They have trials backlogged for months and years. They don't care. They just get to you when they get to you. You're going to sit in jail in the meantime.
For a speeding ticket?
If you try to go to trial over a speeding ticket there, you might just disappear. But yeah, people are in jail for misdemeanors.
Try it in New Hampshire and you'll have better luck. John, go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say, because especially right at the end there, it helped me kind of wrap back around with the guy in the middle being a little more philosophical about it. At the end, it almost sounded like you were, you know, with the speeding ticket thing, you were saying it's okay to break the law. Just like, you know, with...
Oh, absolutely. If there's no victim, then there's no crime. I mean, everybody breaks the speeding law. Almost everyone.
Everyone is breaking the law 100% of the time.
Yeah.
There are enough laws that you will be in violation of something.
Good people disobey bad laws.
You probably break the law cleaning your house.
Yeah, I mean, don't you think, John, that good people should disobey bad laws?
I definitely go 70 on the highway.
Yeah, of course you do.
65, so I'll agree.
And it doesn't make you a bad person. You didn't hurt anybody, right? Like, if you're driving in a destructive manner, if you're sideswiping the people you're passing, if you're jamming on your brakes, you know, tailgating people or whatever, like, if you're driving dangerous, huh?
If you were racing, going 114 miles an hour or whatever, like that crazy guy out in Portland that shot the other guy.
If you're doing something that is actually putting other people in danger, I could understand wanting to take somebody like that off the road. But I don't think going, over the speed limit is inherently.
Well, I say look at the Autobahn if you want proof of that. I mean, there are people mm-hmm. that go unbelievable speeds on that thing that manage to do so safely because of their abilities and the abilities of their vehicle, which is going to be different from person to person to person.
Right, and remember, there are today. A myriad of laws that are bad laws and should be ignored by good people. But it's actually, in my opinion, the obligation of a good person to disobey bad laws. Take, for instance, the fugitive slave laws, where it was absolutely a crime to harbor a slave, somebody who had escaped from the plantation, and, you're keeping them in your house. That's a criminal act back in the 1800s. And it was the right thing to do. And there are a lot of other situations like that where it's not necessarily wrong to grow marijuana or to sell it or to, engage in other voluntary acts with other human beings, a gambling ring, a penny poker game or prostitution.
There are an extraordinary number of medical capabilities that people have that are so heavily regulated that you are not allowed to do them. But frankly, if you are keeping people healthy by not conforming to the regulations, I mean, again,
many states have said you can't prescribe hydrochloroquine for the COVID-19, even though many people believe that it is very effective. For whatever reason, the state government goons have issued decrees saying thou shalt not, doctors shall not prescribe this.
That drug's been around for a long time, but I didn't mean to interrupt, but I want to get back to the original, reason I called in was, and I guess it probably directs more towards Melanie about, that it was like, one human ran up and shot two other humans in the face. They're still alive. One was a mother with a 6-year-old daughter. One was like a 22-year-old guy that had only been a police officer for 1 year, and they both got shot in the face. Like, it's unacceptable.
Well, so their status of what they do outside of their career of aggressing isn't really relevant to how you deal with the fact that they're aggressing.
Yeah, Stalin had a son, too.
it's interesting to call it a career of aggressing, right? A peace officer, right? They're supposed to protect us. And just that one situation.
That's not even the job description.
But if they were actually doing that, then I think people would feel differently. If the police were actually out there protecting people, if they were only going after murderers and rapists and arsonists and, other property destructors and, real crimes with a victim, it would be hard to get people whipped up about that. It would be hard for people to be protesting about that because who would be against it? Very few people would be against the police if that's all they did. John, I feel like you had more to say. If you want, you can hang on through the news. We got hour 3 on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.